Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on local issues, and we would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. Knowing this, how concerned are you personally about climate change? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all.
Thank you very much. Now, a recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
No.
Is that a no agree or no disagree?
I have not been financially impacted by climate change.
And so do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with the statement?
You asked me if I have been financially impacted by climate change. The answer
is no. The question was, would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
Disagree, no.
Strongly disagree or just somewhat?
Strongly. Only way it financially impacts me is they raise my taxes.
Thank you. Now, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support or oppose this bill?
Support.
And would you say you would somewhat supported or strongly supported?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, costs 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the other plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Oppose.
And would you say you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you, Boyd. Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you would support or oppose this the proposal. The first one is improving electrical grid reliability.
Support.
And would you say you strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Thank you. The next one is building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms.
Oppose.
Do you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Strongly.
Thank you. The next one is providing immediate relief after a natural disaster.
Support.
Strongly support or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. The next one is increasing access to public transportation.
Do not support.
Do you strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Expanding quality health care. Would you support or oppose this?
By the government? Is that the question?
It
the government?
Doesn't say, but
oppose.
Okay, and do you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Strongly, yes. Effed it up bad enough.
The next one is protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise.
Strongly oppose.
Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it.
Buildings that need it, what do you mean?
installing air conditioning in buildings that need it?
Oppose.
What is this? And would you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? And here we have a new scale. We want to know if you find those statements very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. The first one is, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. So do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
The next one is, the communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Is this very convincing?
Not at all convincing. Not at all.
And the last one is, big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change.
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
Would it diminish my opinion of the lawmaker?
And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
Diminish my opinion of the lawmaker.
And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
No impact.
Thank you very much. Now for something different. Would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs, even if those costs are passed on to consumers?
No.
And is that somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. If the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Donald Trump.
Thank you very much. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. First, into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64.
35 to 49.
Thank you. With which party are you registered to vote? Democrat,
Republican.
Thank you. What is your race? White, African American. Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, sir. We really appreciate it. Have a
thank
wonderful
you.
Night.
You too.
You're welcome. Thank you.